T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Quite an intro for Mr. Ed Bouchette. Ed, I'm sure you saw the statement today. Is it basically just a formality now that Ben comes back, in your opinion?
Yeah, it sounds like it, Joe. You know, you look at the statement and there's nothing new in there. Art has said before he wanted him back. Ben said he wanted to come back, and that's what that statement says, right? It doesn't say he'll be back. It said they have to work out the contract. But the fact they put it out under Art Rooney's name makes me believe, yeah, it's done, especially when they put it out in all caps.
I didn't even notice the all caps, Ed. I said the same thing. I said, I'm not going to believe it until I actually see it happen, but I don't imagine they would, you know, open up the, you know, put that out if they thought it wasn't going to go through. But, you know, they still have to work out the money side of it. I don't know, maybe, and according to Toner's statement the other day, you know, we still have to sit down and talk about it. I mean, again, I just can't imagine them putting this out if they thought it could blow up in their face.
You know, unless he's looking for a big raise, and unless they're looking for a big cut in salary, this is easily done. I mean, you wrap that $19 million in cash that he's due, you put $1 million in a salary this year, you put $18 million in a signing bonus, and you spread it out over however long you want to do that. And easily done. You and I could do it, Ron.
I don't know, Ed. You make a lot more money than me. You're a big financial guy. I'm not. So, but I mean,
I don't have two full-time jobs, Ron.
Do they want to? Yeah, that's why I work two full-time jobs. Do you? Do they want to kick it down the road again? And I mean, obviously, that's what this will involve. But you know, Toner has got to have told them, you know, and Ben has got to have told them, this is not going to be a hang up, but they may not know what the Steelers have in mind if they haven't talked yet, right?
Well, they have talked, right? I think they have talked. Maybe they haven't talked on, you know, down to the nitty gritty how it's going to be done, but I would think they have to know both sides. That A, Ben isn't going to take a big cut, and B, Ben isn't going to ask for a big raise. So, you know, I think that's very doable. I mean, if he's going to play 1 year, he's going to play 1 year for $19 million, right? That's what his cost is right now. That's what he agreed to. He wasn't expecting a raise coming into this year. So if he's only going to play 1 year, you give him that $18 million up front. You give him one in a salary, and just for cap purposes, it's spread out. He gets that money, and then he retires. I mean, it's real simple.
What if he has a good year?
Well, then you redo it next year, Joe. And there's nothing that says if you want him back, you can't sign him again.
You surprised by this development or no?
Well, I've told you guys. All along, I was 50-50, and I would remain 50-50 right up until today. So, no, it doesn't surprise me. The coin could have come up either side, heads or tails, and I wouldn't have been surprised. But I don't know what they're shooting for. That's what I don't know, Joe. I know you believe a little otherwise, but I don't think they can win this year. And when I mean win, I mean contend for a Super Bowl, and that's what they always say they want to do. I don't see that. And I don't see them saving. They could save as much as $14 million off his cap right now. by doing what I just said. So that still doesn't put them under the cap, you know? I mean, they still have to get under the cap. That's not re-signing their own. Even Zach Banner is going to cost something to re-sign. And signing somebody else, where are you going to get a center? Where are you going to get a left tackle? Where are you going to, you know, build up your wide receiver? How about tight end? To me, they don't have a tight end because Ebron, to me, is not a tight end. He's a wide receiver.
Ed, apparently Juju says he wants to stay in Pittsburgh, his legacy, he wants to be in Pittsburgh. We've heard that before, haven't we, until money talks, right?
Oh, all the way down the line, Ron. I mean, guys have said that left and right. Now, some guys have said it stayed, but they don't say it and then take a deep cut. I don't mean a deep cut for Juju, what he's making now. I mean from what he can make somewhere else. Brian Clark took somewhat of a lesser contract to stay here, and I think there were one or two others, but you don't see that. They chase the money. Juju's going to chase the money, you know that, and the Steelers don't have the money, so there's no sense even, I don't think, even considering him coming back.
Our Steelers insider Ed Bouchette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. So it sounds like, Ed, correct me if I'm wrong, if you don't think the Steelers are going to contend next year, then you think this was a bad move to bring Ben back, because why in the world did you do that if you didn't think you'd contend, right?
Yeah, not necessarily, Joe. Not necessarily. He makes them viable, and they might think that Mason Rudolph doesn't. That's another part of this whole move, you know, that they're crapping all over Mason Rudolph. Not per se, but saying he can't be, you know, he's not the guy, right? If he was the guy, they'd make this transition this year.
Sure.
So, because not only will he be a free agent, they're costing him another year of his career. So that's that. But, you know, they can be reasonably competitive during the season. I can't see them winning a Super Bowl. But with that defense, and if Ben can, you know, play like he did the first half of last season and the second half of the Indianapolis game, okay, you know. And plus, he's meant so much to them, and he really wants to play one more year. You know, Dan Rooney said he regretted pushing Franco out the door and Rod Woodson out the door. Now, I don't think those were bad moves, but he said he regretted that it happened like that. And maybe Art was thinking along those same lines.
Ed, I mean, obviously, they're going to lose guys in free agency. I mean, the draft is coming up. Are you a running backs guy or a offensive lineman guy?
Well, I think Najee Harris improves their offensive line no matter who they have. Not only – he does everything. I mean, everything. He's a big back. He can catch out of the backfield. I wrote the other day, he reminds me of another Harris. They drafted 49 years ago in the first round. He can pick up the blitz. I mean, he does everything. So I think he makes them better, even if they don't, you know, have a first-round picket line in the line. Now, are they going to get a legit – great player with the 24th pick if they go offensive tackle or center? But, you know, maybe they get some value in the second or third round there. Again, I don't know that Najee Harris is going to be there either. And if he or the kid from Clemson's not there, you got to go, I think. And I don't know if I take the kid from Clemson in the first round, but you got to go offensive line. You got to go offensive line.
Ed, I'm going to keep bringing it back to Ben just because I want to make sure I'm clear on your feelings here, your opinion.
Okay.
So it sounds like you think that sentiment played partly into this. Do you agree with it if it did?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. I mean, if there was another quarterback on another team, Joe, in his that has had the same exact career as Ben Roethlisberger, let's say, and becomes a free agent from, I don't know, the Chargers, like Phillip Rivers did. Would they be signing him? No, they wouldn't be signing him. you know, of course sentiment plays a part in this.
Should it?
What?
Should it play a part?
Ron, again, we have to know, and I don't know, what they think of Mason Rudolph. Really think of Mason Rudolph. What they think of their chances are this year. I mean, Art said he still thinks they can compete this year, and maybe he believes that. You know, the difference of opinion with me. But you have to take all those factors into account. But, you know, with Matt Canada coming in, stalling a new offense, Pouncey gone, Feetner gone, Vance McDonald gone, I just thought this was all wrapping up to look like Ben was going to be gone. So,
Do you think this is the end of Mason Rudolph, though? I mean, you know, they'll keep him around this year, and then they'll move on and try to find Ben's replacement elsewhere?
Well, Ron, I mean, he's going to be – let's just say Ben comes back and plays every game like he did this year, you know, except the last one, and Mason doesn't get another chance to show his stuff. Is there a team out there that's going to give him big money in free agency? I mean, he may just come back here to sign as a backup with a chance to compete for the starting job, or come back with the idea that he's going to be the starter because they have nobody else. I don't think it would cost them big money to bring him back. So, no, I'm not necessarily, you know, he couldn't be a career backup for all that if he doesn't become a starter, like Charlie Batch did after he became a starter in Detroit.
Do you think Ben can still play? And what I mean, of course he can still play, right? We've seen some guys around the league, you know, I mean, Andy Dalton's out there still playing. Can Ben still play at a high level, Ed?
I thought we saw a lot of that last year, Joe. You know, I don't know what happened at the end of the year. I don't know why they stuck to those short passes, you know, why they didn't unleash him a little earlier, or why he didn't unleash himself a little earlier. I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. But we saw the second half of that Indianapolis game. We saw the second half of the Browns game. You know, I don't know that those interceptions he threw in the first half was because he can't play anymore. And he came back in the second half. Now, admitted, you know, Browns had a big lead. That often happens. But he showed me he could play. I think he can still play, yeah.
I'm assuming one of the things they will talk about, if they haven't already, in addition to money, and obviously money is the big part of it, is how the relationship with Matt Canada is going to develop. I assume Ben is going to just at least say, I'm all on board with that?
Well, Ron, I think if, let's just say, if they were just calling Todd right now, I don't know that Ben would have come back, you know. Todd Haley, I'm talking about. But he must have a good feeling about Matt Canada and what they want to do on offense for him to want to come back like this. I mean, there was really not a lot of debate by him, from what I understand, that he wanted to come back.
Time right now, 1:14. Time to call Shenderovich and Fishman. Call 1-888-98-TWINS. So, Ed, you believe Ben can play at a high level. I think the defense is going to be decent. Clearly, we both agree that there's holes that need to be filled and not just a few. So, as of right now, knowing that things are going to change for all the teams, do you give the Steelers, what kind of shot do you give them to win that division again?
25% maybe, Joe. And that's probably more than the bookies are giving them right now. You know, things can happen, injuries, as we've seen here, you know, but they can happen to other teams too. You take the quarterbacks out of the top two teams right now, Cleveland and Baltimore, you know, they're ordinary teams. So, all right, you know, 25%.
Ed, is Mike Tomlin get an extension this offseason?
I think he should. I think he will. Ron, you know, I know the fandom teams are split on him, but I still think he's one of the best coaches in the league, and why wouldn't you want him back? You know? I mean, the whole thing has been stability, and not only is it stability, but they have a good coach, so why not stay with him?
You know, I when Joe was off on Monday, Pompey and Annie and I were talking, and one of those, I think it was NFL Network, or said, talked about coaches who were headed to the Hall of Fame, and I know that's your specialty, said that Belichick and Andy Reid are locks, and then the next tier, very close and going to make it, are Tomlin, Pete Carroll, and Sean Payton. Would you agree with that sentiment?
Yeah, because now they have a separate coaches category, Ron. They don't have to compete with the players. So that opens it up for a coach every year to go in. And whether you agree with that or not, that's, you know, that's how it's going to be. So, yeah, those guys you mentioned, you know, Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid's record is similar to Mike Tomlin's, only it's longer, you know. Postseason, I think he had a losing record in a postseason before he won the Super Bowl last year. He was dubbed as a guy who could never win the big one, which was Bill Cowher's rep, too, until he won that Super Bowl in 05, you know? That put him in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, I think, I mean, his regular season record is unbelievable. Nobody's won as many games in his first 14 years as Mike Tomlin. Now, people point to his postseason. Well, he still has the Super Bowl. He's been to two. That's not bad. You know, that's pretty darn good to go with a great regular season record.
Feels like it's been a while, Ed. And they've only won three playoff games in 10 years. I know Jerry Dulac, at least reading from his mailbag, doesn't think that they will or should give him an extension. So to be clear on what an extension means, he's got a year guaranteed and then what we believe is a club option. So you think it'll go beyond just exercising the club option, that they'll give him an extension beyond that this offseason, correct?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think they'll give him another year. You know, give him another year. That way he has 2 years and an option.
I think that's what they did. What basically, that's what they did the last year. Last time, only they added the option. But that's no protection for the coach, you know. I don't know what the option means. I really don't, if it's not protection for the coach. I thought they did away with that years ago. In fact, Mike Tomlin had contracts that didn't have options. I don't know why they put one on this time, but they did. But I think they will. I see no reason why not to.
Joe, you want to finish
and
up?
And he did it. I'll tell you another thing. He did an excellent job, I thought, this year through the COVID stuff. I really did. Even though he has COVID now, it's not his fault. Somebody else in the staff spread it to him.
Sure, but I suppose the devil's advocate argument would be they've completely collapsed three consecutive years.
Well, they collapsed the one-year
playoff
game, right? Yeah, yeah. Yes, they did, Joe. They did. And, you know, I'm not going to use 2019 because of the circumstances, but, you know, 2018, certainly, that was the worst one, I thought. It's past year, at least they had 12 wins, but the, you know, 2018, they collapsed right out of the playoffs.
Ron? Anything else?
I think we're about out of time, Joe. I'm okay. If you have another one, go for it.
Only this, Ed. I wish you wonderful things the rest of your day.
Thank you, Joe. It's a nice day, although I hear it's supposed to rain. But I'm going to get outside somehow.
See you, man.
See
you,
Ed.
Thanks for the time.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.